This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I did buy cat food yesterday. I said to Jason, so what do you want to talk about today? And he said, kitty cats. I said, okay, I just bought some cat food. And I noticed that the Sam's Club hires liars now. And they have a claim that if you sign up for their $100 a year membership, you get free shipping. Well, that's not exactly true. Because if you go to Sam's Club and you search on cat food, dry cat food, you'll find that they have it. And some of it they charge you shipping for, even though you have an account with them or a membership with them that says you get free shipping because you spent $100. How about that? Other cat food, they don't charge you for. And they also have different prices. And so when you think of Sam's Club, you think we've got one price for everybody. Well, they have one price if you're going to have it shipped. They have another price if you're going to have you pick it up in the store. So they lie. Sam's, I'm calling you out. I'm calling out Sam's Club for being liars. How about that? It's absolutely true. So how do I know? Because I've experienced it, and they send me these surveys. What do you think about Sam's Club? And I tell them exactly what I think. And I really don't like Sam's Club. And if there were an alternative that were viable, I would be there. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast today in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us across the ocean, live, in the dark, in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I guess, you know, you might say I'm a little frosted. You know, at the lies, they're everywhere. I mean, you've said it, Rich has said it, Norma said it, Captain John Reagan said it, I've said it. We've all been saying that people don't tell the truth, they misrepresent, you can't believe anything, and it's absolutely true. Warranties are virtually worthless, virtually. It's awful. It didn't used to be like this. If you bought a Craftsman tool and you broke it, you could bring it back to Sears. They wouldn't put you through the meat grinder and give you a hard time. They'd say, oh, okay, would it be okay if I replace that for you? Now, where do you even find a Sears to return that Craftsman tool? If they still make it. A lot of their part numbers have been replaced with Chicom tools with different part numbers. And if you go to the Chinese factory tool outlet like Harbor Freight, they have different part number for the same product every few months. So if you have part number 123 and it breaks and you bring it back and you say a lifetime guarantee, well, we don't have that one anymore. They have a different part number. If you buy a tape measure from those hosers, talking about Harbor Freight, their brand, you can stretch that thing out, and with a Stanley tape measure, you might be able to get out 8 feet, and then, you know, without it folding in half. Like if you want to measure a board, just stretch it out, and it'll go out 8 feet, maybe more, maybe 10 feet. Not the Chicom ones. Nope. And not only that, the Chicom ones don't even want to go back in their holder. Meaning, you know, you pull them out of the case, you stretch it out to use it, and you try to get it back in, and after a while they don't even want to go back in. Not only that, when they do fold in half, they tend to crack, and you'll slice your finger and bleed like a stuck pig. They make crappy stuff, and they've displaced all but a few of the good tool makers in the United States of America. That's what's happened. Gwyneth, you want to talk about chickens? You want to talk about the joys of nickel iron cells in your battery bank? You want to talk about bee swarms? What else would you like to talk about?
I'd like to start with bee swarms because I'm actually feeling we had a problem yesterday. It started, you know, woke up in the morning and sent the dogs out for the toilet. And, one of them came back in with a swollen up face. I thought, wow, what happened to you? It looks like you ate some bees. And this particular dog is probably just under a year old. So he's a pup, and he's still learning about the world. And, I sort of dismissed him and said, oh, well, he's found out that bees don't taste good, because we have beehives at our place, or we had a beehive. And so we sort of said, well, now you know, don't you? Bees don't taste good. Because this particular one, he had this habit of chasing bees and chasing ants, and we were saying, you're going to get stung one day, little guy, you know. But, you know, he didn't listen. He had to learn for himself. And so anyway, he came back in with a swollen up face. And we said, oh, well, there we go. That's life. And, he could still breathe and he could still eat and all the rest of it. So his face will go down and he'll be fine. But I was later on, you know, out and about on my farm, and I was giving my horses some hay. And as one of the horses walked past a particular bush on the farm, it just erupted into just this cloud. And I stood back and I said, whoa, what is that? And I said, I know what that is. It was a bee swarm. And the horse was not harmed. It didn't sting the horse. They're quite docile bees. And anyway, I stood there just in amazement watching this bee swarm fly in this cloud just around and around and around and around, keeping my distance and keeping alert, because that sort of bee swarm can quickly turn and it can kill you. And, you know, this is what you've got to be aware of when you see a bee swarm. They can be really, really dangerous. But anyway, I stood there in amazement just watching it, and I sort of thought, well, I better find somewhere else to give the hay to the horses. And so I gave them the hay over that way, and I came back, and it had settled back down into the same bush that it was in the first place. And I saw it, and it was probably just a little bit smaller than a football, which is typical for a bee swarm. And you would think that there was, a lot more space in a bee swarm, given how big they are when they are flying around and around and around and around in the air. They can be really, really impressive, and yet they can come back down into a space just a little bit smaller than an American football. And so I said, wow. That's quite a swarm. And after a while, it settled down, and, I was able to get quite close and have a look at it, and I said, gee, that's a nice, healthy swarm. And, they were sort of all talking to each other, and the queenie apparently had a big conference with the rest of the worker bees that were with her. And because I'll explain about a bee swarm. Bee swarms happen when, usually on warm spring or summer days, okay, and typically this time of year or maybe a bit later. And what happens is one or more queens hatches, and there's already a queen in the hive, and usually there's a battle for dominance. and one of the queens has to leave because there can only be one queen in a hive. And she will take a proportion of the worker bees with her. And there will be some drones with the worker bees, and they'll fly around, often quite high in the air, sometimes 100 feet or more high in the air. And the queen will mate with the drone, and I'm going to explain the biology of it, so if anyone's, you know, squeamish about this, then, you know, just tune out for about 30 seconds. After the drone has mated with the queen, he leaves a portion of his anatomy inside the queen, which continues to function. And that is why a queen bee can live for a very long time and continue mating little baby bees, because she has the genitals of the drone inside her, and they're still functioning, and they get incorporated into her anatomy. It's a fascinating process, and of course the drone dies because he's being disemboweled. But that's bee biology. That's how they do it. And so after she has mated, she settles somewhere, generally in a conveniently placed bush, to rest for a time. And she sends her workers out to find a new hive site. And if you do not capture the swarm, they'll ask you to make the hive anywhere, in a hollow tree, in a roof, in a ceiling, you know, underneath your car, wherever happens to be convenient for them. So if you're already somebody who has bees and if you have a spare hive, it's a really good idea to capture the swarm and put it in the hive instead of either losing it out into the forest somewhere as a wild swarm or waking up and finding that they've made it in the top of your laundry ceiling cavity or something like that, which is likely to happen. So anyway, I was sitting there, I was watching the swarm, and after about 15 minutes, the whole football of bees just took wing at one instant, just went whoom, and just circled and circled and circled and circled and circled, went back to where the original hive was, which is a bee box. Okay, this is an actual proper hive that I have on my land, and I haven't really ever used it for honey, but I have it for pollination purposes, for pollinating trees and such, like fruit trees. And so they circled and circled and circled and had to think about going back to the original hive. But, you know, the bees that had just booted them out, they were still fairly active on guard duty, and they were swarming around the entrance, so they obviously thought better of that. And then they went and they circled and circled and circled until they landed on another bush. And this is typical bee swarm behavior. And I sort of noticed where they were, and I said, aha. And although it was a more difficult bush for me to get to, it was still possible. And I thought, I'm going to capture that swarm, but not now. I just took a note of where it was, and I got all the stuff ready. And I'd like to continue telling the story, because I think that it's instructive for people to see that this is how beekeepers capture a swarm. Well, this is how I capture a swarm anyway.
Yeah, this is a great lesson. This is a great lesson. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is teaching us about bee swarms and capturing bee swarms. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, I just noticed where the bees were, okay, and what bush they were in. And what I did was over the course of the afternoon, I would go and I would get a particular piece of kit. And then I would just very carefully approach the bee swarm and put the piece of kit, like, for instance, pair of long-handled loppers to lop the branch, or actually I had to end up lopping down. It wasn't a very tall bush, so I ended up lopping down the whole bush. But I had the loppers, and I put the loppers next to the bush, and a little handleless spade. Okay, there was a broken spade without a handle that I could use to scoop up underneath the bee swarm, because it had they had landed on this tiny little bush and it had killed the whole bush over, and it was the swarm was sitting on the ground, and that's what I mean when I say it's not ideal. It's much easier to capture a bee swarm when it's in a tree, okay, because then you can. You can often cut off the branch with a sack underneath it and just close up the top of the sack. You can often do that, but when it's on the ground, obviously you can't do that. So I got the, like I say, I got the spade with a handleless spade. And just going back, just gradually over the process of the afternoon, there's nothing too spooky, nothing too scary, nothing too sudden going on. And if I noticed that they were going through a period of increased activity for whatever reason, I just backed off. Because you've got to treat bee swarms with a huge amount of respect, because people get killed by bee swarms, okay? Because they, when one of them begins to sting, and, you know, when it can set off a pheromone reaction with the whole swarm, and the whole swarm can end up stinging you, and then you are in very, very serious trouble, because there's maybe 5,000 of them and one of you, and that's not a good look. They, like I say, they can kill people. They do kill people all the time, or at least they send people to the emergency department. So bees, this is it. You get the pieces and you put them near the swarm, one at a time. And so, and the other thing I did was I made up a bucket. I actually do have a smoker, but I didn't really know where it was, and I wasn't of a mind to go looking for it. So what I did was I got a metal bucket, and I made a makeshift smoker out of the metal bucket, which is like a 2.5-gallon metal bucket. So you put hot coals in the bottom of the bucket. If you haven't got access to a smoker, this is what you can do. You get a 2.5-gallon bucket, metal bucket, and you put hot coals in the bottom of the bucket, and then you get some kind of combustible small sticks. Make a little bit of a fire. Get the hot coals burning quite well. And then you put some damp hay, not soaking wet hay, but damp hay on top of the fire. And it will make a good amount of smoke. But you've got to watch it. You've got to be careful. And obviously using a proper smoker is better, okay? But like I say, I couldn't quite locate my proper smoker, so I said, well, this is what I'll do. And in many parts of the world where, because people keep bees, have kept bees, or have eaten honey in every culture all over the world, and it's only in the West that we came up with bee suits, proper hives, you know, I'm talking about the box-shaped hives with the supers and the brooder boxes and all that, and the queen excluders and all of that, okay? Only in the West, and if you go to other parts of the world, you'll find they have different ways of beekeeping. And usually, they don't have veils. Usually, they just have a scarf over their head. And, but not necessarily.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs,
If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you are just puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Union Pacific Railroad is bonusing their workers. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Let's take a look at those gas prices with USA Radio News' John Clemens.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my when you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now we're talking about. It's hard to get the truth today. I heard at the top, bottom of the hour news that gas prices are up, crude is up, and the news just said that Oklahoma has the lowest gas prices in the country, $1.76. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. GasBuddy.com will tell you that the price in Springfield, Missouri, 60 or so miles from our farm, is $1.449. So you can't believe, you really can't believe everything that you hear, see, or read, believe it or not. It's really, really frustrating. Gwyneth, we were talking about bees, and you were talking about capturing a swarm, etc. Please continue, and then I have a question for you about mud wasps or mud daubers after you talk about bees in your neck of the woods.
We have those here, too. I don't know if it's the same species, but it's probably a similar one. Anyway, then what I did was once I had everything lined up, I walked away and I let them be because I have learned that the very best time to do any beekeeping is the middle of the night, okay? I know that a lot of beekeepers, handle their bees in the middle of the day or at various times. But I've got a confession to make. I'm a bit frightened of bees. Although I've kept bees for, since the boys were really little, I've had bees. I've bought hives. I've kept hives. Even when I was living in the suburbs, I had a beehive. But I've also been attacked by bees. And because of that, I have the utmost respect for them. And I think that if anybody says that they are not a little bit frightened of bees, then they don't know what they're talking about. Okay? That's my personal opinion. And I have the greatest respect for them. And I don't take them for granted, And I've found that the safest time to handle bees is the middle of the night, personally. And for light, what I use is the rear light off a bicycle, a red light, because bees can't see red very well. I've had them investigate. They can see that there's something there because I've had them in the middle of the night fly up to the bike light and investigate and say, oh, what's this? But it's not in an aggressive way. It's just sort of like, what's this? I haven't seen one of these before kind of thing. And but I know that if I put a white light on there, that it would probably wake the hive up, whereas a red light will not wake the hive up, and you can do your beekeeping with a relative degree of safety. And, what I did was probably about 12:15, this is just a couple of hours ago, I woke up 12:15 our time because the broadcast starts at 2 a.m. our time. So I woke up and I got my boots on and I taped up with, I call them horse bandages. They're a self-adhesive type of pressure bandage that you get from the horse supply shop, and they're actually for putting on horse legs, but I use them for a lot of other things too. I use them for sealing up my cuffs and my trouser cuffs when I don't want things like potassium hydroxide and bees to get into my clothing. And a lot of beekeepers wear gloves. I don't wear gloves. And they wear veils. I don't wear a veil, but I wear a scarf over my head, hijab style. So I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, round the neck wrapped, and so that it's just my face showing. So my neck is covered, my hair is covered, and it's just my face. And the reason, I have a very good reason for not wearing a veil. I used to wear a veil, and then one day I was handling my bees. This was back when I was in the suburbs, and the bees got angry at me for some reason. and they found a way inside the veil, and they began a mass sting attack. And the ones that were in the veil told the ones that were outside what was happening and called for reinforcements. And to cut a very long story short, I ended up on the emergency department. And, you know, I had my cell phone there. I dialed 000, which is our emergency number. I'd explained that what had happened, that I'd been stung multiple times in the neck with bees. And the ambulance, thankfully, was there within minutes. But on that day, here's another beekeeping tip, and I couldn't find it this afternoon, so I decided to pray instead, which I, you know, I'm somebody who prays a lot, so I just decided that I was just going to pray to God and believe that God was going to be with me. But I usually like to have Zyrtec on standby, and this is why. Somebody told me that if you are ever attacked by bees, this is not medical advice. This is a modern folk remedy, okay? So you should not do what I say. So I'm just saying this is what I did. I downed within about 5 minutes three quarters of a bottle or probably about 75 mils of Zyrtec within about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And that probably saved my life because it stopped an anaphylactic reaction in my throat, which would have suffocated me. Now, like I said, I do not advise that people do that. Okay? But in my case, at that time, it probably saved my life. And when the ambulance guy got there and found out what I'd done, he was quite annoyed at me because that's not the recommended dosage of Zyrtec. And I said, well, I'm still alive and I probably wouldn't be otherwise. And he had to sort of grunt and agree that that was probably true. But like I say, I'm absolutely not recommending that anybody does that. But I like to, personally, I like to have Zyrtec on hand when I'm doing my beekeeping, just in case something goes wrong again. Because that is largely, and for many years, that's what gave me a real fear of bees. And I am getting over it. I'm getting more confident again in my beekeeping, okay? And hence, the handling the swarm today was a huge step forward in my beekeeping. And but anyway, I taped up my cuffs and my trouser cuffs with horse bandages. I put a loose sweater on, okay, loose jumpsuit sweater on, tights, and then jeans over the tights. And, you know, and this is how I dress, but like I say, no veil. For that reason, and I lit up my bucket smoker, and I had a bucket of water on hand next to the smoker in case anything went wrong. Because when you're doing this sort of thing, you're handling fire, you're handling creatures that can that are venomous and that can swarm and that can do a lot of damage if they get angry. You've got to treat them with respect, and you've just got to try and, like I say, you need to pray. And this is what people all over the world say. When you're doing beekeeping, you need to pray and you need to maintain a calm attitude. And if you do that, then the bees sense that and they're less inclined to attack. You know, so thankfully this was quite a docile swarm, and I was able to get in there with my tree loppers, cut down the tiny little bush that they had decided that they were going to claim, and I got the shovel without a handle, the spade, and I got it and I scooped up the swarm and I had, beforehand, I located the hive in the position that I wanted it to be, next to the swarm. And I put in the frames. I cleaned up the frames. I had an old hive on hand. So I cleaned it out. I cleaned up the frames, and I put them in position beforehand. But it had this particular box has an 8-frame capacity, but I only put 4 of the frames in. So the space for the other 4 frames, I said, well, I'll put the swarm in there, and then the bees will migrate into the frames when they see the frames, you know, because they've just come out of this sort of hive, so they know what to do. And you shut up the front of the hive. So you shut the front door of the hive, and you have the excluder, and you have the lid, you have everything ready. So you lop off the little bush that they're on, you scoop it up, and then you just put it straight into the box, put the queen excluder on, put the lid on, and take a deep sigh of relief. And that's how I capture a bee swarm. And then after I've had a bit of a sigh of relief, I go back and check the place. And if I can see that there's any more bees clomping around, I see if I can pick them up and very quickly put them in the bee box as well. And any tiny little clumps that are left at the end of it, when I open the bee box up, probably late tomorrow afternoon, when they're all settled in, then those bees, they'll either go back to the original hive, which they'll probably be rejected from, you know, or they will, when I open up the hive tomorrow afternoon, then they'll find their own way into the hive, you know, because bees are very good at communicating with each other. But the sticks, I will remove them when the bees have settled into the frame. So when the frames, you know, when the bees have settled into the frames, I'll open up the lid, I'll take off the queen excluder, and then I'll remove the bits of twig and brush that the bees were on, because they won't have any use.
Hold that thought to get back that full head of hair from years past. Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I've been thinking about bees for quite a long time, class. And we have some bees that are right by one of our doors, you know, where you enter the house. And we could relocate them, or we can leave them there. Now, what's the advantage of leaving a swarm of bees, a nest of bees, a beehive, right by a door where people would want to come into our house? What would be the advantage of that? I don't know. I guess if someone didn't know they were there and made some noise, they would be stung. I guess that would be the advantage. And I was thinking back to a story that I was reading, it was probably decades ago, about an armored car robbery. And these guys wanted to get into an armored car and get, when they used to use cash, the cash out of it. And so how do you do that? How do you convince the guys inside, you know, behind the bulletproof glass, behind the bulletproof, you know, grills on the engine, behind those tires that are bulletproof? How do you get them to open up voluntarily that armored car? Well, from what I've learned, what people have done in the past is they've taken some bees and collected them and let them through the air vent into the armored car box. They got these little vents, and so they just got these bees in like a jar, and they took the lid off and kind of tapped the jar, and the bee said, that's enough. They left the jar, went into the armored car, swarmed around, and the guys in it voluntarily opened the doors and ran out of the truck.
Yeah, as you would. I'm not absolutely terrified of bees anymore. You know, it's now at a healthy respect, which is probably appropriate. But like I say, it's, you know, you've got to be aware that these creatures, at the least, they can really, really hurt. And, but people do, some people have bee sting allergies. I don't really have a bee sting allergy, which is handy to not have one. And, but, you know, if you get enough of them, they can, and enough of them, especially in areas like on the face and on the neck, then they can cause you serious damage because they can cause an anaphylactic shock, which is which will block your windpipe, which will swell your windpipe so that it shuts, and that will suffocate you within minutes. You know, so, and that's what the danger was of before when I was wearing the veil and I had bees and they found their way into the veil and they called all their friends and told their friends where the gap was. And this is something that people have to be aware of if they choose to wear veils when handling bees. The veils don't always work. They do, the bees are very determined little creatures, and they do sometimes find their way into the veil. And when they do, it's really, really uncomfortable for the poor old beekeeper because the bee can't find its way out.
It seems as if, bees have a communications network that only takes a second or two for one to communicate with the rest. It's that fast.
Yeah. They call their friends. Mm-hmm. They absolutely
do. Have you,
you know,
do you have carpenter bees in Australia?
What are
these? These are the, okay, these are, they're kind of yellowish. They have, well, they bore holes about a quarter of an inch in diameter, and they'll find some wood. So if you have some wood in your house, they'll just drill a hole right through it. Looks like a perfect hole. Looks like something that you would make with almost a precision drill. And they'll go in through the siding of the house, the trim of the house, and they'll find a, you know, cavity in the wall. And they'll set up house, you know, inside where it's nice and warm. Do you have those?
No, but we have paper wasps and we have mud wasps.
Okay.
These paper wasps, they're also called European wasps. And they have a very brightly striped black and yellow body, and they are around about probably a little bit bigger than a honeybee. So probably about every paper wasp is probably around about the same size as a queen bee. So, well, they're called European wasps or paper wasps. We have those, and we have mud wasps.
Okay, mud wasps and mud daubers, those are synonyms, mud wasps, mud daubers. We have them here at the farm, and what they do is they look for, once it rains or there's a puddle somewhere, and they can scoop up some mud, they will build a tubular-looking nest, if you will. And they'll bring a spider or two in there, and the spider might lay eggs, and then when the mud wasps hatch, they eat the spiders. And so, you know, it's almost a self-contained birthing type of a situation. And it's really interesting, or hatching situation. But it's a nuisance because there's these mud tubes all over the place, and they're prolific in Virginia and Missouri. Gwyneth and I will be right back after the top of the hour commercial announcements and news. We'll be talking about chickens and nickel iron batteries.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.